Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Please welcome the owner of Seasons Eatings, Pete Schwede.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, Pete, Terry and I have been looking forward to having you on the show because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies. Tell us about them.
The thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my balls.
What? Everybody loved the first Schwede Balls, so they must have two Schwede Balls. It's happening this Saturday night at the Museum of Broadcast Communications on the corner of State and Kinsey. You can go to Eventbrite and buy your tickets. And joining us from the museum, it's Justin. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Justin.
Kalufsek. I've known you forever.
Name.
I've never known your last name until today.
It. You know,
I mean, it's Justin from the museum.
Exactly.
Kalufsek. Kalufsek, but yes. Love is in the middle.
Exactly.
I love that. The Schwede Ball.
When did that skit air? What year was that? Anybody?
Alec Baldwin, Anna Gasteyer. I want to say 80.
In the
80s?
92?
What's 93?
I would say closer to 99.
90 something?
Jazzy? I'll find it out.
Are you going to look that up?
1998.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
The Schwede Ball, Saturday night. Of course, it's a takeoff from SNL. What's going to be happening?
Yeah, so we are having the second annual Schwede Ball. Mm-hmm. It's at the Museum of Broadcast because we are currently the home of SNL The Experience, the 500 artifact exhibit that's touring the country.
Yep.
And closes actually at the end of the month.
I was
so
gonna ask,
if you haven't seen it, you have to come and see it.
I've seen it three times. I'd love to walk through four more times. I absolutely love it.
But is it better to see when there's a lot of parties and events are happening? Is it better to see with all the people around? Or is it better to come like sort of on an off day when you can really look at all the artifacts?
Can I answer that?
Please.
Because I've been there for a party and I've been there just as a tourist.
Yeah.
And I would say as a tourist. Because you get to watch the movie and you can concentrate and there's different things that you're not going to see when you're at a party.
Yeah,
am I right?
I think you have two completely different situations there where as a party, you got lots of people around, everyone's taking photos, taking selfies on the Wayne's World couch at the Jeopardy podiums, no matter what. But then also to come back to see all that stuff, like Pete said, where you're literally... You know, there's so many monitors, there's so many good clips to watch.
So totally two different experiences, but I can see you're there with friends, you're having a great time, so you're playing with all these things and great photo ops with your buddies. But I love the idea, too, of just taking an afternoon, maybe you just jump out of work without sneaking out and just never go back and you go see the experience.
But you can kill two birds with one stone on Saturday night. Because they can see
the exhibit. I'm saying go twice. Go Saturday and then go on Monday. That's really what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Do people dress up? What do they do for this?
So people are encouraged to either dress up as their favorite SNL character or in an ugly sweater.
Okay.
Just kind of like the sketch. So if you haven't seen the sketch, go to YouTube or go to the museum's Facebook page and we'll have it posted there as well. But we can, it's a lot of fun. We have live band karaoke going on. So we encourage people. Last year we had two girls dress up as Wayne and Garth. And they did Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, no way.
There were some really, really fun things that happened last year. And we're really excited again for this year to kind of go out with a bang.
You got the cheeseburgers from the Billy Goat, too.
We have sponsors like Billy Goat doing cheeseburgers. Tito's Vodka is doing a huge display for us. So lots and lots of fun. So I
noticed that on the Evite, on the information, it says, surprise celebrity guests. I know they're a surprise, but you can tell us who they are.
I can't do that.
We'll just keep it right here in the trust tree.
It's just the three of us.
We won't say anything.
I did go ahead and I brought you guys something.
Okay.
I brought you some...
You brought us Schwede Balls.
Schwede Balls.
Thank you for that, Justin. That's
These
very
are
nice.
Pete Schwede Balls.
That is very, very nice.
They're lovely.
I also did bring an artifact from the show.
Okay.
This was Horatio Sands' Brian Urlacher jersey when he dressed up as Elton John for Donatella Versace's Super Bowl party. And so it's a bedazzled Urlacher jersey.
I love this.
Horatio actually gave it to the museum on loan. And so I was able to bring that over. Just thought with celebrating from yesterday was a good thing to bring.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Nice work.
This gives me ideas to do to my Bears jersey for next week, actually.
There you go.
And maybe if you want to bling up your Bears jersey or maybe an ugly Christmas sweater, you can wear it to the party.
Exactly.
Remember, that was a skit on SNL.
Yeah.
You know, the Bears. Yeah. That was a skit. So they can dress up in a Bears jersey. Very simple. Easy.
Last year, we actually had a few people come as super fans.
Do they rehearse? Like the girls that came as Wayne and Garth, did they rehearse that?
It was completely impromptu from what I know, at least. I mean, we didn't know it was going to happen. They just filled out the you know, live band karaoke. And
that is such a Chicago thing. Live band karaoke. I love it.
Yeah.
And I love the liquid courage to get up there and sing in front of a crowd.
We've got lots of good food, lots of good drinks. Again, celebrity guests coming by.
Can you just give us a little bit of a hint? Not that it's going to determine. I might be there.
Might be someone from the show.
I knew it.
How about that? Someone from the show Saturday night. And I do want to mention ConAgra is one of your sponsors. We know John Harris over at ConAgra. They do everything.
They really do. They've really become part of Chicago.
Yeah.
So we cannot thank John and all the team members at ConAgra enough for that.
So the Sweaty Ball Saturday night, they can get tickets at?
SweatyBall.com. Or you can also go to the museum.tv.
So, I mean, it's of course, you're going to have a ball if you have the SNL and you have sweaty balls. Like, why would you not think of this?
Yes.
Do other markets do sweaty balls?
From what we know,
I don't think so.
There is not another one. It literally, good friend, I think all of ours, Betsy Shepherd.
I was just going to say, this is such a Betsy thing to put together.
We were chatting and she was like, we have to do a sweaty ball. And
I got a great idea.
Exactly.
We're going to do a sweaty ball. That's Betsy to a T.
I love it. That's great.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
So fun.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I've got my ball. Thank you.
All right. It's 720 WGN.